Okay, can we look at it? I mean, I'm going to draft then. I think, have you got the wording that Dr. Ambrosini is proposing? Mario, just repeat it, or Henk, have you got it for...
Save it from my written amendment.
Okay, oh, it's your document already. Okay, I didn't bring that one. Okay, sure.
Nobody seems to have brought it.
Nobody seems to have brought it. No, we read it, but it's a question of... All right, and then Ms. Smuts's one about adequately regulates. Henk and Ananda, any issues on adequately?
No, not really. I don't know. Personally, not. I also actually just wanted to show or point something out to the committee, but it might change now. Not necessarily, but what we wanted to propose was to insert a reference to clause 5 in our existing clause 2.2b. But we'll make that part of our redrafting, and then we'll just explain it by way of footnote. But it's a technical reference.
Okay.
To answer the question, I think we can insert.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, let's see. I mean, these amendments are going to be reflected. So this subcommittee will look at them again before they're presented to the full committee. So just saying put it down doesn't mean we're accepting at this point. Okay. Anything else with 2? If not, then one clause down, 103 to go. I've just remembered, though, Henk, the FICA stuff. When do you want to bring that in?
Thank you, Jack. Yes, I think this is the opportune time. I've got additional copies here,
yeah.
And I'll just quickly hand that out.
Sure.
And then, we can, but we're not there yet. We're not there yet. The first one is under the exclusion.
Okay, so you want to raise it under exclusions rather the whole FICA issue?
Chair, I think that would be
okay. All right. But basically that's what we're getting on to, because 3 you reformulated, we've done part of it, we're going to come back to it. So then 4 is exclusions. You can come to it at the end if you like of exclusions. So let's deal with the rest of what's there on exclusions. We know the main one. Which we will come to at the end of journalists. So it's basically processing of personal information that's in the course of purely personal, as in Mario's personal phone directory or household activity, that has been de-identified on behalf of the state and involves national security, defense, or public safety. Prevention investigation of, instead of state, you've got a public body. Okay. So by a public body, which involves national security, defense, or public safety, or the purpose of which is the prevention, investigation, or proof of offenses, the prosecution of offenders, or the execution of sentences or security measures to the extent that adequate safeguards have been established in specific legislation for the protection of such personal information. D, will be the hot one, the journalists. E is then cabinet and its committees, executive council of a province and municipal council. That we've got to come back to. Judicial functions of a court and exempted in terms of Section 34. It seems to me that the issues then are, well, let's just go through them one by one. I don't know, anything up to from 4A to A and B. If not 4C, which is then public body. A and B, yeah.
We need to find finality, because I can only repeat what I said before, which you heard, and we said let's flag it for later. But just to recap it, on A, the issue on which we all struggle was what is purely personal. And what purely personal means, just go back. I think that the household activity is more or less point, I don't know what it means. I would prefer the expression non-commercial, because that non-commercial gives us a frame of reference and it brings us in the type of environment where we've identified concerns, where we feel the type of examples that we've all been dealing with.
If you read that 4A then, and you refer to non-commercial, if you look, for example, at the public body, not like the Department of Trade and Industry, let's say the Department of Justice, we don't partake in commercial activities. So we will be excluded in toto from the application of the Act. Well, we will thank you for that, but... It's I doubt it. Well, you see, Chair, now we raise the question. Now we raise the question whether we should fall in that trap of trying to define it and create ourselves more unintended consequences, or should this not be left to the regulator and the courts to be interpreted? Personal, to a certain extent, unfortunately, I haven't got an Oxford dictionary yet, but I'm quite sure that we do have a dictionary meaning of personal, and that's the age-old tradition when you interpret legislation, is if a word is not defined, it is defined according to its dictionary meaning.
Had a problem with defining purely personal. I mean, there's obviously a lot of grey areas, but that's the job of the regulator. Okay, and purely means only. Okay, then C, sorry, B, re-identified, de-identified, so it can't be re-identified.
The primary definition of personal is the pertaining or coming is from a particular person, individual. Now, person in law refers both to individual or legal entity. So if you go by a dictionary definitions only, that which purely pertains only to General Motors, purely person. Personal is reflective. That which pertains to a person. And then in the secondary definition, it's private. Intended for the use by one person, that's the third definition. But as opposed to a personal car, I'm the only one who uses it. I mean, our intention, this is the redeeming clause, Mr. Chairman. That's the one which we all rely to avoid the absurdities.
It's not the only one. But remember, it's a purely personal activity. So it's not just purely personal, it's purely personal activity.
I trust you don't want me to give you the definition of activity, which includes even a thinking.
Yeah.
Chair will insert an option.
Yeah, if you want an option, insert it, Mario. Okay, you can insert it. B, any problems? I'm talking about B. Okay, nothing then with B. C, state changing to public body. Well, look, I mean, you can put it as it was dealt with, and then remember it's to the extent, the proviso, to the extent that adequate safeguards have been established in specific legislation for the protection of such personal information.
Yeah, that's an option, but I'm ready to settle to the elimination of national security. I hate the expression. I've seen it, how it's abused in the United States. I've seen the degree of judicial deference that develops, where a judge is told that I can't tell you because it's national security, and judges take that. They rarely go and challenge the determination of national security made by the agency of the government. And if it is defense and public safety that covers, or too often national security is the interest of the state and the interest of those who control the state and the interest of the politicians.
Yeah, but Mario, it is to the extent its safeguards have been established in specific legislation for the protection. So presumably that would be the Protection of Information Bill that is currently before Parliament, before the National Assembly. So look, if you, as Dean had said, I mean, this was discussed by the committee before. If you want to have it yours put in as an option, you could put it in as an option. I'm happy with the JB, I don't know if you want to say anything. I'm happy with the clause as it is with the public body and the rest of it as it is. The whole of C. Okay, that can go in then like that then, as an option. D then is the journalists. Yeah.
Before we go to the journalists, I think we can now.
You want to do the
C, please? Yes. The document that we have in front of our stakeholder stipulates or sets out their concerns. Now. If we look at the FIC Act itself, vis-à-vis this bill of ours, there's two important differentiations to remember. The first is the functions of the center, which, among others, amount to the processing of personal information, but as well as, and I would call them, for short, maybe the FIC partners. Those are the institutions that are responsible for reporting, among others, suspicious transactions to the FIC. So generally speaking, if we look at the document itself, they had a few concerns. We were able to meet with them on a few occasions and talk about the proposals, etc. We were able to a certain extent then agree with their proposals. But the first important one, Chair, is, of course, the proposed amendment that they put forward with regard to paragraph 4C.